Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. This is the Nintendo News Minute, and I'm your host, N64 Josh. This is going to be an interesting show. We are doing this live. We're live on Twitch and TikTok, and I think around 10 a.m. Pacific is going to be the times that we start doing these episodes live. And so if you guys want to be able to jump in, feel free. I'd love to be able to get your comments up on the screen. And so we are going to dive right into this thing here. And first up, we got a little bit of Fortnite in the news, and Miles Morales crosses Spider-Verse and straight into Fortnite. A quick reminder, if you're still playing Fortnite, make sure to use creator code N64Josh. I really do appreciate that. But let's take a look. We got done with the Star Wars event, and I'm not gonna lie, I bought the battle pass for Star Wars so I could unlock Darth Maul and some of the clone troopers and stuff. I really like it. So, jumping into this though, Miles Morales, and I'm also reading chat at the same time, so bear with me. They were talking about things shaking. I thought maybe my camera was shaking, but they're talking about the controls in Galaxy, which we're going to be talking about shortly here. So, the article says 2023 is set to be a big year for Spider-Man, with the hugely anticipated Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse launching in June, followed by the sequel to the excellent Marvel Spider-Man launching on PS5 later in the year. To celebrate the impending release of Across the Spider-Verse, Fortnite is now hosting a handful of awesome Spider-Man goodies to unlock outfits for Spider-Man Miles Morales and Spider-Man 2099. Both of which feature heavily in the movie sequel. Not only that, but web shooters are now back in Fortnite in the form of Spider-Verse web shooters. So, chat, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think about this upcoming Fortnite event still playing? I know there are a handful of Fortnite players in the community still. And I don't know if any of you guys are in chat and what you think about this. I know the Marvel stuff has always been pretty well received. I really enjoyed doing like the Avengers stuff when like Iron Man and Hulk and Thor and all that was going on, and Spider-Man as well. And so to jump back in, one of my biggest regrets, honestly, is missing Darth Vader in Fortnite and missing Deadpool in Fortnite. So I wish I had both those characters in my locker, but sadly I do not. Looking at the Spider-Man stuff here, the web shooters are kind of fun. Honestly, they are the good time. So I'm excited to jump in and check this one out. And it looks like, I wonder, it may be starting. I'm just trying to see if it says like how long. It doesn't look like they're mentioning the exact time here from what I can see. I'm assuming it's going to be launching soon. And we can also go and check Fortnite's Twitter. That would probably tell us. From what I saw, I think it is starting today. I think the new like middle of the season is starting right now. So here we go. This might take us. No, it's not taking us where I wanted it to. I was hoping it would. Maybe this one. Maybe this link taking us somewhere else. No, it's just taking us over to a PlayStation. Well, we tried, but I'm pretty sure it launches today based on what I saw. And I don't know the exact the exact time that it's running. Maybe somebody in chat can pull that up, but we'll move along here to Super Mario Brothers movie back in the news because it's the third highest grossing animated film of all time worldwide. We're at mynintendonews.com and it says, to say that Super Mario Brothers movie has been successful would be a massive understatement. Even though it has been nearly 2 months since the movie premiered in theaters, it is still breaking records and reaching milestones. In fact, it has reached another milestone this weekend. The Hollywood Reporter has confirmed that Super Mario Bros. Movie has grossed $1.248 billion worldwide. By doing so, this movie has now surpassed The Incredibles to become the third highest grossing animated film of all time. Frozen 1 and 2 are the only films left for Nintendo and Illumination's movie to surpass. The former is very possible to be surpassed. It grossed 1.276 worldwide, so the Mario movie is relatively close. The latter is another story, however, as it grossed 1.450 billion worldwide. That is crazy. Looking at the chat here, Mr. Cool Red Luigi says, well-deserved. So well-deserved, and hopefully it's a great building block for more Mario movies. I could not agree more. That is my hope as well. The movie's fantastic. I picked it up on Vudu already, so I've got the digital in my library, and it was just such a good time. The film was just such a good time. Yeah, Joe in chat is saying, Mario sequel when? Right. I think everybody's ready. I've seen quite a few people, honestly, and heard from quite a few people after playing Tears of the Kingdom. There is a desire for a Zelda animated film. And some people are even saying they want it to look exactly like Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild, that art style, which I think, I mean, I would be here for it. After what I experienced yesterday in Tears of the Kingdom, whew, I am ready. I am ready to, like, as much as I love playing the games, I would love to be able to just sit back and watch those characters on the big screen. I think that would be so much fun, seeing Link and Zelda and Ganondorf. Like, the way they, just the way the characters are, have come to life in Tears of the Kingdom. I don't know. For me, it's interesting because I had somebody in my chat yesterday say that the story felt weak, but for me, I'm like, this is like, it feels next level. I'm so hooked. And the way that I am currently playing through the game, like I did a bunch of shrine, I did about 32 shrines, all the towers, and then did the memories or whatever. And then now that I'm like at this part in the story where I'm like, yo, I really want to know what's next. They just did fantastic. And to be able to see, now that we're seeing such huge success in Mario Brothers movie, I'm hoping it really opens the door for all kinds of other Nintendo IP to be able to be put to the big screen. And, you know, fingers crossed, Zelda is on that, is on that list. And, yeah, Nate's asking the question here. It says, do they need to go Mario sequel or attack another IP? I kind of hope it branches off. Personally, I hope we get to see Luigi, like a Luigi's Mansion style movie. I wouldn't mind seeing Donkey Kong have his own. I wouldn't mind seeing a prequel where we learn so much more about Peach and what happened there. And how does that tie potentially to Galaxy, right? Like the Mario Galaxy, which we're going to be talking about in just a bit here. And, you know, because they kind of left it open-ended. If you know, a little bit spoilers, I guess, if you haven't seen the movie yet, but we don't know Peach's origins. We have no idea. So that's a story to be told as well. And yeah, just, I mean, even Toad, why is the Toad in the movie so different from the rest of the Toads in the Mushroom Kingdom? There are plenty of stories to be told, that's for sure. But then, so not only seeing the Mario stuff branch off into multiple movies, but then to see new IP as well, Metroid, Zelda, you know, Star Fox. I think that would be a great way to kind of get Star Fox back in the mainstream and with a movie, because there's some dark elements to Star Fox, you know. And I mean, as funny as it might sound, if they did a Punch Out movie that was like very similar to like Rocky, I think it could work. Seeing all the different boxers, and I don't know, I'd be here for it, honestly. But you know, what do you guys think while we're here live? What do you think about a Punch Out movie from Nintendo? Would that be fun? Nate said they could do a Fast and the Furious Mario Kart, and it would be more realistic than Fast and the Furious. Yes, yeah. And then he wants to know if Joe is ready to be Samus. So there you go. I think there's just so many opportunities now for Nintendo to really, like, one of my favorite things to say is for Nintendo to get weird, right? Like, to take some risks when they have that, like, that financial backing there, when things are doing well, they seem to take more of those risks. And so that I would really love to see more, you know, more risks. And I love what they did with the Mario movie. And we heard everybody say it. It's not a good movie, but it's an incredible Mario movie, right? If you don't understand some of the source material, it's not for you. But they made it for Mario fans, and it is paying off. It is paying off in dividends. So Nate said, man, if they have to do something with Star Fox, they may have to do something with Star Fox, and Punch Out would be awesome, especially since Little Mac and Glass Joe were all over the diner in the movie. Exactly. Right. And I mean, I'm still waiting for the Duck Hunt movie. I'm just kidding. But I don't know how many of you guys, when you went and saw it, the trailer was for this movie called, was it called Migration or something? And they all looked like Duck Hunt ducks. I was like, this is strange. Like, what is going on here? You know? And it was what I found interesting about that trailer. It was like, from the studio that brought you Super Mario Brothers movie. I'm like, yo, they're already pushing the Mario Bros movie, like, you know, to help move the marketing on other movies, which I thought was, I mean, I'm here for it. I think it's great. So
if you're an athlete, you know, the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Next up here, before we get into our final topic, which is going to be a little bit spicy, and we're going to do a full episode on it, because I love the banter when it comes to Mario Galaxy. But before we do, this is kind of interesting. Nintendo of Japan to end repairs for Wii U when current part inventory runs out. This is a Nintendo Life article. It says Nintendo's Japanese support service has announced that it will be ending repair support for the Wii U. When exactly? Well, that really depends on its current parts when its current parts inventory runs out. The announcement was made on the Japanese Nintendo support page, confirming that the period of holding repair parts for the Wii U has now passed. As such, customers requiring repair will need to book it sooner rather than later. Nintendo is unable to provide guidance as to when repair support will end, as this is contingent on remaining stock. This is from their page here. It says, notice of scheduled completion of repair of Wii U main unit and peripherals. Thank you very much for your continued patronage of our products. Regarding the peripherals, including the Wii U and the Wii U gamepad released on December 8th, 2012, the period of holding repair parts specified for Wii U repair service regulations has passed. As soon as the parts inventory we currently have runs out, we will terminate the repair service. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause to customers using Wii U, and we thank you for your understanding. So what I find interesting here is probably 6 months ago, I went and bought two more Wii U's at a pawn shop. Like they had two of them in stock. And I was like, look, I will give you, I don't know, I think I paid $200 for both of them, which was, I thought was a pretty good deal just because of some of the going rates, because my current Wii U, my gamepad, the A button stopped working, and I opened it up and kind of like started to see if I could, like, if maybe there was something stuck underneath, but I think it's actually tied to the circuit board. So there was nothing that I could do, to fix it, unfortunately. So, so I just bought two more because it was honestly cheaper. Like, even looking at like just replacement, just the gamepads, they're not cheap. So I think they were going for like $100 themselves. So I was like, well, I'm going to just make sure that I can kind of future-proof the Wii U. And the cool thing for me, when I bought the Wii U, they have active accounts on there. So there are games that I didn't currently own that are on these two other Wii U's. And one of them had Breath of the Wild, the disc, in the system. So I just have to buy a case for Breath of the Wild on the Wii U. And I have that in my collection, which I thought was great. So, interesting though, that the, you know, I mean, to be honest, I would have thought that this was already done. I wouldn't think that they were really even working on the Wii U much anymore, but apparently they are, at least for a little while longer. So lastly here, Nintendo, this day in history, guys, we're over at fandom.com, and on this day, May 23rd in 2003, WarioWare was released for the Game Boy Advance. All right. Battle of the Bands was released in 2008 for the Wii. And the topic that we all want to chat about, Super Mario Galaxy 2 was released in 2010 in North America for the Wii. And I put out a TikTok saying, hey, to me, Super Mario Galaxy 2 is the better of the two games. That doesn't mean one is bad by any means. I think one is fantastic, but I have a handful of reasons why I believe two is the better game. And we had a couple comments come in early on, one from Mr. Cool Red Luigi. And it said, I'm in the boat of two being better than one, but one and two are the worst 3D Marios, in my opinion. That's from Mr. Cool Red Luigi. And that statement kind of blew me away, because in my mind, it goes Odyssey, Galaxy 2, Galaxy 1, Sunshine, and 64. And Sunshine and 64 are, you know, they might swap a little bit for me. That being said, they're all fantastic games to me. He elaborated, though, and he said, it's tough for me to like the Galaxy games because of how linear they are. And he said that that's the biggest downfall for those games. So I found it pretty, you know, pretty interesting that was the reasoning behind thinking they were the weakest two in the series. Now, I knew when I brought this up, I knew that Kyle and Joe, they would definitely come at me with some spicy takes, because I know that Joe absolutely adores Galaxy 1, and I know Kyle does as well, and I believe for both of them it was their first, and they can probably tell me in chat, but I think it was their first their first run with Mario. And Jimmy Pike, he's got the comment here. Let's see. It says, I think Josh's opinion on 64 is heavily skewed by him really not getting it until later in life. And you know what? I think that's there's something to that. No question. I think if I had put the time into that game back when it came out, I probably would have it higher on my list. The thing is, the list is super, it's super tough anyway, you know? And I mean, it's what, like five games. So guys in chat, let me know, how would you rank them? Rank them for me real quick. We'll read them. We'll read them out. But Odyssey, Galaxy 1 and 2, Sunshine, and Mario 64. Put them up in the chat. We'll read them real quick. But I mean, to Jimmy's point, like, you know, thinking my opinion on 64 would be higher if I had played it sooner. I mean, I look at Ocarina of Time as one of my top Zelda games, like no question, right up there with A Link to the Past. So, that statement may very well be true when it comes to 64, because, you know, Ocarina again, top of my list when it comes to like the 3D Zelda games. So I'm looking here. I'm seeing one over on TikTok. It says Super Mario Galaxy 1. This is from Valhalla. Galaxy 1, Galaxy 2, 64, Sunshine, and then Odyssey. Odyssey is last. That is crazy that Odyssey is last, because for me it's top. So Hoffman says, honestly, does anyone think 3D Mario is good? Oh man, let's see. Does anyone think 3D Mario is good? That's crazy. But we know that Hoffman is a huge fan of Sonic. Joe says, and we're going to hear more from Joe probably on the show, says Galaxy 1 has backstory and meaning. It gives more of a story to Mario game, substance and emotion. Galaxy 2 is great, but doesn't have that meaning to it. And that is a valid point. That is a very valid point. But there are other things for me that outweigh 1, even though the story in 1 is better. I will agree. So let's see. Jimmy says it's like 1A and 1E, all solid games on their own. It's all nostalgia and personal preference. Yeah, exactly. It's like 1A through 1E. Yeah, they're all fantastic. They're all top, you know, top of the line for me. Ranking them is even a little bit tough. Mr. Cool Red Luigi says 64, Odyssey, Sunshine, Galaxy 2, and then Galaxy 1. So very low on the list. Again, for the reason that it's linear. Nate says Odyssey, 64, Sunshine, because the music sticks with me, and then the Galaxy games. So that's, you know, these are fantastic reasons, honestly. Like, I love seeing where, you know, why people love certain games, and you know, what is the reasoning. You know, my reasonings for 2, it isn't because it has anything to do with 1 being bad. A lot of it has to do with power-ups and Yoshi, to be perfectly honest, and the way you traverse the world. Those are why I prefer it, and it's such a slight preference, but that's really a big part of it. Nate says Sunshine was like Super Mario 2 in a sense, totally different. It no question there. No question. And it honestly, I remember when that game, when Sunshine came out, there were a lot of people that did not, it wasn't as well loved when it first launched. You know, I was really into it, but I got hung up on collecting the shines, and I got irritated that I couldn't collect one, and I walked away from the game. Joe says Sunshine is amazing because of the voice acting. Another, you know, also a very, very valid, very, very valid point there. And Jimmy talking about Mario 2, Doki Doki Water Backpack, right? Yeah. So I love the different opinions. Honestly, I love seeing how everybody looks at these games differently. How, you know, there were parts of Odyssey for me, the very end of Odyssey, like, I don't know that I've smiled harder in a game than with Mario Odyssey, and what you're able to do at the end of that game. So, I like it. yeah, that's why it ranks so high on the list for me as number one, because it just I couldn't help but just feel like it was kind of like a love letter. So to Nintendo fans and Mario fans, very similar to like the Mario movies. So thank you guys so much for hanging out for this Nintendo News Minute. And we're going to keep doing these live. I love the live interaction from the chat. It's super fun. And honestly, I want to get to the point to where I bring people on for some of these News Minutes, so it's not just me the whole time either. So before we jump out, I want to get two more things from Joe and Jimmy. It says, I don't think a Mario game has made me cry like Galaxy 1. That's from Joe. And then Jimmy says, completely agree. Odyssey was a masterpiece, just enough nostalgia without overdoing it. Yeah. And I'm right there on the same page with you. So thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out today. I appreciate you all so very much, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.